Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu, 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dín Palovka. Dneska je nedíľa 21. januára 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, January 21st, 2024. The weather is blustery here in the Pittsburgh area. Many inches of snow over the last few days. And it is cold, but it is January. First, we go to Lemkovina with a waltz. And then down the road to Slovakia with Stefan Stets and Letiu Ptašok.
Czas. Już przyszła kartoczka z Wiednia po was. Przyszły koni brany, od pana cesarza darowany. Przyszły koni brany, od pana cesarza darowany. Jak my na ci koni posiadamy, to nasze mamyczki was płakali. Wy mamyczki, co płaczete, wy z nami na wojnu nie pójdete. Jak my by za wami nie płakali, kiedy my tak ciężko was chowali. Ciężko, tak jak taszka, pro pana cesaria za wojaczka. Ciężko, tak jak taszka, pro pana cesaria za wojaczka.
Lenže mňa frajírka nechoče pustiť пусти, Венження фраїрка не хоче пустити. Дівчатко, за кого боюєш?
За свого милого, боюся про нього.
За свого милого, боюся про нього. П'ять рочків минуло, хлопці з війни йдуть. На Ірочку мою лемконики Ірочко моя, що ти наробила, свій молоде живі, броня втратила, свій молоде живі, броня втратила.
Летів пташок понад воду, скала мутил пісководу, доки дівча води брало і з Романом розмовляло. Ой, Романе, Романочку, пусти мене додомочку, бо я барзлу мамку маю, буде бити, добрі знаю. Ой, пущу тя додомочку, от гадай мі гаданочку, от гадаєш моя. Плаче слез немає, камінь росне без коріння, сонце сходить без насіння. Цимбал грає, голос має, серце плаче слез немає. А давай горю, гоп!
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on the internet at Russian FM. We are beginning our 21st year of broadcasting, and we would like to continue, but we can only do so with your support. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me email, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program, c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program.
Бо ти мила, загоріла, голова їй, голова їй. Uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. On today's Historic Focus, we talk about Russian revivalist, poet, folklorist, publicist, ethnographer, and Greek Catholic priest Yulii Stavrovsky-Poprado. Yulii Stavrovsky-Poprado was born on January 18, 1850, in Sulin, which is currently in Spiš County, on the border with Poland, about 10 miles north of the town of Stara Lubownia. He grew up in an atmosphere of Magyar or Hungarian culture because of his mother's origin. He studied in Sulin and also in Podolnitsy and Levoča. Later he studied at the gymnasium in Prešov and from 1868 went to the seminary in Budapest. While he was studying in Budapest, he met with the Russian diplomat K.L. Kustodiev, who strongly influenced his Slavic and Russophile views. After his ordination as a priest, he first served in the village of Uryabina in Spiš County. Then he worked in the episcopal office in Prešov under Bishop Mikola Taut. In 1879, on the recommendation of Adolf Dobrianski, he became the parish priest in Čertižne in Zemplin County, where he stayed until the end of his life. According to Stavrovski Poprado, the codification of the Russian language is the successful completion of the Russian national origin, but he himself wrote in Subcarpathian variants of the Russian language. The works of Stavrovski Poprado consist of lyrical poetry, ethnographic essays, and folklore records. He printed on the pages of contemporary Subcarpathian newspapers and periodicals such as Svit, Novoi Svit, Karpat, Listok, and in Hungarian language periodicals. Continuing the tradition of the people's awakeners of the older generation, he called on Russians to, quote, learn to be themselves. This evidence is reflected in his articles on the folklore and customs of the Russian people. As mentioned, Stavrovski Poprado wrote in the Subcarpathian variant of the Russian language. He wrote several linguistic articles devoted to spoken and taught languages in schools. He wrote a Russian language, quote, Russian alphabet book, but it remained in manuscript. Among other unpublished works by the writer are ones such as Attitudes of Hungarian Russians to the Hungarians, and the work on the topic of history, Something About the Education of Hungarian Russian People. His historical works are dedicated to the Krasnobrid Monastery and the village of Čertižne, which were published in Hungarian. Since the death of Stavrovski Poprado on March 27, 1899, in the village of Čertižne, his works have been published posthumously by Mikola Beskid in 1928 and Oleno Rudlochavko in 1984. Very happy 79th birthday wishes go out to good friend, as well as probably the most prolific Russian professor that we know of, Paul Robert Magochi. Professor Magochi was born January 26, 1945 in Inglewood, New Jersey. He is an American professor of history, political science, and the chair of Ukrainian studies at the University of Toronto. He has been at the University of Toronto since 1980 and became a fellow of the Royal Society of Canada in 1996. He acts as the honorary chairman of the World Congress of Russians and has authored many, many hundreds of books and publications on Russian history. Professor Magochi has taught at Harvard and the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. In 1996, he was appointed permanent fellow of the Royal Society of Canada, Canadian Academy of Arts, Humanities, and Sciences. Besides his primary focus on East Central Europe, Professor Magochi is a scholar of nationality and ethnicity, more generally, and edited the collection of Aboriginal Peoples of Canada, A Short Introduction. And of course, he has written many books and articles, hundreds in fact, on Carpatha Russians, with the most recent being With Their Backs to the Mountains, A History of Carpathian Rus, and Carpatho Russians, which was published in 2015. We would like to take this opportunity to wish Professor Paul Robert Magochi a very happy birthday, Mnohaya I Blahaya Lita.
Speak. мама, ти пійдем, співати не будем.
Я от мамки пійдем, співати не будем. А ти веселинку, моя мамко, мати. А ти веселинку, моя мамко, мати.
Я не забіляю, а ще буду зібрати, то що мені нужно.
Before we leave you this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that on Saturday, January 27th, the Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatha Russin Society will host a fun and informative hands-on introduction to Pisanka writing. This will take place at Holy Trinity Byzantine Catholic Church, 6801 North 10th Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, beginning at 10 a.m. and running until noon. If you follow any of the online Pisanka egg blogs, you may have observed that the artful aspect can be complex and even competitive. The workshop will focus on the basics and warmly welcomes the beginner along with those more experienced. They especially welcome children to learn the meaning, symbolism, history, and techniques for making these very special gifts to share for the Paschal season. They are offering this for a January start to give you time to get to know how to make Pisanka so you can do it at home and ready to present for your Easter holiday. As people reserve seats, they will send a list of items for you to bring and make it more efficient. So for more information on hands-on introduction to Pisanka writing, sponsored by the Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatha Russin Society on Saturday, January 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. and running until noon at Holy Trinity Byzantine Catholic Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, please contact John Kopcha at area code 610-306-1927. 610-306-1927, or you can email him johnkopcha@comcast.net. johnkopcha@comcast.net. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russin Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, where you can join the society, order from our online, offline sales catalog, take part in the genealogy discussions, and much more. c-rs.org. And listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your computer and go to russin.fm. Russin.fm, or on your smart device, go to your app store and download the app. Look for Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tuzden. S Bohom.
Bilom pustočkom mavala, bilom pustočkom. Вернися, жено, додому, вернися, жено, додому. Діти, ти плачуть, плачуть ти, діти, діти, ти плачуть за тобою. Діти, ти плачуть, плачуть ти, діти, діти, ти плачуть за тобою.
Зелена будеме косити зелена, будеме косити до в'єна, до в'єна. Де попіна ковісу, де травичка зелена, будеме косити до в'єна, до в'єна. Травичка зелена, будеме косити до в'єна, до в'єна. Де попіна ковісу, де травичка зелена, будеме косити до в'єна, до в'єна. Ніч нема, ніч нема, швидко вода чава. Зелена, будеме косити до в'єна, до в'єна. Де попіна ковіцу, де травичка зелена, будеме косити до в'єна, до в'єна.
Голос Русинів, Америка.